Let's go to Aaron in California. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but I wanted to bring up the whole voting thing again.
You sure?
Okay.
All right. I used to believe that voting was immoral. In fact, I know Wes Bertrand called in the other day to talk about it himself, and he's the one that convinced me of that. Mm-hmm. But now I have a different mindset. I think that it's silly to say that it's immoral, but I'll be the first to a huge waste of time. But I think immoral in saying that it legitimizes the system is a huge stretch, because there's no evidence that it legitimizes the system. In fact, there's evidence of the opposite. You guys have mentioned it before, where whole towns have not gone in and voted, and the government still continued.
Yeah, and people kept paying taxes, too.
Yeah,
I think
and
that legitimizes
thing.
Things more than anything else.
Right. That's another thing I wanted to mention, is that these people are harping so much on the not voting, but if they would use that energy towards advocating not paying taxes or even not working for the government, I think that's more important.
Or better yet, than advocating those things, just not paying taxes. If all the people who say they didn't vote would stop paying taxes, then that'd make a pretty big
difference. If you can't convince me, and I believe in the ideas of liberty, you can't. And I've looked at this issue many, 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 many times. If you can't convince me that that voting is somehow supporting the system, then it seems like you should take a different tack. And I think that it's clear that paying taxes supports the system. I'd agree with you there. The reason that I choose to pay income taxes is I'm scared of going to prison, and I've got a young child and things like that.
Right, and that makes sense. I also wanted to mention that, like I said, I know Wes was on the show recently talking about this, and he's also huge on like the whole Stefan Molyneux theory of like holding family to the same standards and even defuing if they are advocate using violence, and it's clear that he feels that voting is using violence. But I know for a fact that he gets emails from family members about political parties, and I'm not judging him for that, but at the same time, it does seem like a little hypocritical or like a double standard on his part. So I think that just shows that part of this whole not voting thing is a way just to for those people to show moral superiority over others, and I'm just sick of it.
Well, let me think. I do think that it's an opportunity to show that I am better than thou. The whole I don't vote, I'm not involved thing. I agree with you there.
Which isn't even hard to do.
Yeah, and I guess you could make the claim, right? It's not like you're doing anything. It's the I'm doing nothing and therefore I'm doing something very important, which is just, you know, poppycock.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
And I guess, you know, I wouldn't try to. My mom sends these things around, and they have a decidedly Republican bend to them, and
mom too.
I don't scold her too often. I think I've done it a couple of times, especially the ones that are a little too weighted towards war or the hating of our Southern brothers.
My mom never sends me anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's twice that I've sent back scolding stuff. But you know, like I can understand why he doesn't do it, but I would have to agree that there's
me
a certain
too.
Level of a hypocrisy in there, I suppose.
Right, I'm not judging him at all for not scolding her or for not, you know, breaking from her. It's nothing like that. I just think it's a little hypocritical.
Yeah, I don't care if people don't vote. I mean, whatever. You do what feels right for you, but don't tell me that you're an activist because you don't vote. I mean, I'm not saying that's what Wes Bertrand is saying. I know he's an activist. He does his show, and that's activism, and I'm not.
Definitely.
That's not my point, but there are folks out there that would, you know, would point to the fact that they don't vote and wear it like this badge of honor when it really is, it's next to meaningless. It's meaningless typically. It's next to meaningless when you do vote, and it's also similarly next to meaningless when you don't vote. I mean, I look at it as just a little game that the people in the positions of power allow you to play, and in some places that game is slightly more effective than in others. So like here in New Hampshire, it kind of makes sense if you've got the right candidate to go out and vote for them, because you can actually see that the Liberty folks are having an effect here. That some people have actually even been elected. Those people who have been elected have put through things like the knife ban repeal, and now mm-hmm. everybody can carry whatever knives they want here in New Hampshire. So there's real tangible things that have come from the political process here. Whereas you're in California, Aaron. I mean, what's the point there?
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't think I'll be here long, but even in New Hampshire, I don't know if you'll catch me voting, but at the same time, I'm not going to judge those that do, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get a bent out of shape on it. There are certainly liberty activists here that do get bent out of shape, and I kind of did in the past. Yeah, I have in the past, so I see where they're coming from. But you know, I think that you know, probably the best thing to do, the way to convince people is with honey and not vinegar. So yelling at people for not voting because you think that they should doesn't
bribing
work.
Them would work though.
What's that? Bribing them
by their vote.
Yeah, probably that would be more so because they can see some kind of tangible benefit. But when you come to New Hampshire and you see a Liberty candidate lose by 13 votes, you know, as I have seen that happen, then you're like, you know, maybe my vote would have mattered.
Yep.
Right.
Thanks, Aaron, for sharing.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And, of course, it's still that season. Election, I guess, what, next week, right? Tuesday? November 2nd?
I think that's what it is. It seems like it's coming up.
Oh, and I take it back. There is something worth voting for in California this year.
Prop 19?
That's the Proposition 19. Which,
it seems to me that if you're one of these principled non-voters, that there's not much to argue about when it comes to Prop 19.
Well, I mean, it is legalization, but it's still way better than prohibition. So,
Well, if you get that one vote, and you have to admit that if the system isn't rigged, that one vote will make the difference, because you know a majority of people get to make the decision in this case, or 60%. I don't know what
it could make the difference.
Would make the difference if that was the circumstance, and if it lost by one vote, and it was your, you know, that would have, you can say, one can say, hey, Val, that's your vote, and there are people being thrown in jail now because you decided not to go out and vote. It seems to me that you could that you have a certain level of responsibility, maybe not responsibility is probably not the right word. It's too strong for that. But you could have done something.
Yeah.
You could have helped other people.
You dropped the ball.
It's the cops that are doing it. But take a look at what happened with medical marijuana in California 13, 15 years ago. The cops said they were going to continue arresting people. Then they stopped.
Yep. You're right, Mark. You're not responsible. It doesn't... it's not your fault.
Right. You can't claim that something's moral that a person in a coma wouldn't do.
It's also not your fault if there's a woman tied on the train tracks and she gets run over by the train and you didn't do anything about it. It's not your fault, but you could have done something. Right?
Yeah,
it just kind of seems
a little despicable to me.
You could have gotten involved, and it is so inconsequential that what's the big deal? I mean, if you feel bad doing it, then don't, by all means, don't do it. If you feel like some sort of moral compunction against it, then don't. But I don't see I still don't see where the immorality of it is. And I've looked and I've thought about it and I've considered it, and I almost was convinced at one point, just because I was so disgusted with the system at that point.
It certainly feels disgusting. I agree.
The system was
when I have to go in and you know, if as an undeclared, when I have to go in and say, I'd like to register as a Republican so I can get a Republican ballot in the primary, mm-hmm. or something like that. It's gross. It's gross.
Yeah. Well, the whole system is gross. But back when I was considering that, which was probably, I guess, 08, so a couple of years ago, things hadn't advanced as far as they have now here in New Hampshire. And I was much more disillusioned with the system then at that time than I am today. I'm still pretty disillusioned with it. I don't think that anything significant is going to happen. I would love to be proven wrong, but I'm not so disillusioned where I've completely given up on trying, you know, using their silly little game, the voting system, to try to change things. But speaking of being disillusioned by the system, I did finally get some more information on why it is that you can't get free justice here in New Hampshire. It's just a joke. The whole Constitution, everything, is just a ludicrous joke on us. Hour 3 is coming up next. Free Talk.